talk a little bit about the Packers, we bring in our K107.1 Packer expert from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu. And Brian, I don't even know what to say. What is going on?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are at a loss for words. Just this team continues to impress them, coming down 14-0 on the road against the playoff team last year, best team in the NFC last year, at least the record was. It's an amazing victory for the Packers once again.
How about my prediction that if the Brewers win, the Packers will win? I had a little mojo feel, and the mojo's still rolling here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Wisconsin sports fan, things cannot get any better with the Packers winning, Brewers winning, Badgers winning. Keep picking them, Bart. They're on a roll.
You thought after the Brewer game, you kind of got into Packer mode a little bit last night. And for me personally, yeah, you watch that game, you live and die with every down. I thought, again, like we talked about Friday, if they were going to lose a game, Falcons, Sunday night, they needed a big win. They were sitting at 2-2, kind of disappointing season so far. They needed a big win. They came out hot, 14-0. Packers couldn't do much of anything against the Falcons. They go to halftime, they win the game, 25 unanswered points. A game where some people that I talked to here this morning said I was going to go to bed when it was down 14-0. And I mean, these are legit diehard Packer fans. They just didn't want to see the first Packers loss of 2011. And lo and behold, the Packers won a game like this. If they're winning games like this, Brian, I don't know what it's going to take for them to lose. I really don't.
Yeah, exactly. And to me, it reminded me somewhat of the Carolina game in Week 2, where the Packers travel on the road to an NFC South full and get down early. I think they were down 13-0 to Carolina. And, the Carolina won the game for a quarter. The Falcons won the game for a quarter. But the Packers won it for the last three both times. And, they just find ways to win.
Now, you don't want to get into the undefeated season talk. Packers, though, 5-0 for the first time since 1965. And they are undefeated at this point. They're 5-0, the class of the NFL right now. The only other team undefeated, the Lions. They play the Bears tonight. You look through the schedule here, maybe Giants, Raiders, some tough games ahead. The Lions will be challenging at San Diego. The Packers' schedule, not too difficult. What is it going to take to beat the Packers? Because they can be beaten, but I don't know how. I really don't know how at this point.
It's going to take the perfect storm of events in order to beat the Packers. I suppose you point to that Detroit game on Thanksgiving on the road, in which the Lions fans will be more amped up than any time in the past couple decades, probably, that they have an undefeated team. So it's going to take, like I said, the perfect storm to beat the Packers right now. Unless the Packers beat themselves, the offense wasn't quite in sync yesterday compared to what it was the first couple games. So that's worth keeping an eye on, I suppose.
You had some problems on the offensive line. Chad Clifton down with a hamstring injury. Derek Sherrod jumped in, and right away, with Newhouse switching sides and Sherrod jumping in, you heard Chris Collinsworth talk a little bit, one of the announcers on the game, and it was almost as if he was conceding, yeah, there's tackle issues, Rodgers not comfortable, McCarthy not comfortable. They were kind of maybe almost justifying if the Packers were going to lose, that was going to be the reason why. But then they didn't lose. They won the game, scored 25 unanswered points. You got to credit the play of the offensive line a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, how many teams in the NFL can lose both their starting tackles and pull out a game like that on the road? It's simply amazing. The young guys are playing well. Marshall Newhouse moved to left tackle, and then Derek Sherrod came in, and even though he took a couple lumps, I mean, on the whole, considering the circumstances, you got to think he played well, and it'll be a learning experience. He'll only get better as time goes on. And, and Brian Bulaga looks as if he'll be back soon, so the Packers will get a little shot in the arm, a little boost when he returns.
Definitely good news there. Do we know anything yet about Chad Clifton, or do we have to wait a little bit to find out about him?
Yeah, we know it's a hamstring injury, but we don't know the severity or the extent of it yet. Head coach Mike McCarthy has a press conference today at 3 p.m., and he'll probably give a little bit more of an update.
So the Packers, like you said, offense not in sync right away. They did break out James Jones a huge night. They scored the least amount of points that they've scored all season, 25. But on the other end of that, the defense also allowed the least amount of points they've given up. Only 14 points really coming through in that second half, creating a lot of problems for a Falcons offense that seemed to forget what they were doing. Great job on the defense.
Yeah, you wonder if this if the defense has turned a corner here after allowing so many yards the first, you know, four games of the season. They really turned it on after the first quarter last night. You know, they gave up those two long sustained drives by Falcons to open the game. But from there on out, they picked it up. Charlie Peppra, who's filling in for injured Nick Collins, comes up with the interception, another injury replacement coming through big. So that's been big for the Packers as well.
Next up, the Packers have the St. Louis Rams, and there could be a little symmetry there depending on what happens to Milwaukee this week. Brewers, Cardinals, Green Bay, St. Louis, some crazy, crazy stuff. Just a great time to be a Wisconsin sports fan. And, Brian, your undefeated record continues. When you've been on K107.1, Packers still undefeated, so we're going to have to bring you back on Friday.
All right, will do. I'm glad to be the good luck charm.
We'll talk a little more with Brian Caribou this Friday. Again, you can check out his work and all the podcasts from our conversations at SheesHeadTV.com.